This is a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
I'm joined here by none other than Jude Kelly. We're talking about their new track, Siren Song, which has just been released. Before we get into talking about the song, though, I want to talk about Joan. Who is Joan? Yeah. And how is Joan? Is that a car? Is that your car?
Joan is, you know what? Joan's doing pretty good. Joan's had a great summer. Joan's a song, which is the title, the actual title is called Bonnet Bunny. But she is doing great. She's definitely kind of the fun little one that's running around. I've been a bit of a Joan this summer, to be honest. But
yeah, I listened to Bonnet Bunny yesterday, and I think that's quite a different vibe. It's more playful, more of like fun than Siren Song. I think I probably prefer Siren Song out of the two. But before we talk about Siren Song, hey Jude, did you take a sad song, Mickey?
Sorry, I should have guessed that. I should have written that down on one of my bingo cards today.
Do you get the "Hey Jude" joke a lot?
I do. I definitely do. I don't necessarily mind it though. I kind of give it back where I'm like, "What do you mean?" And they're like, "Hey Jude, like you know the song?" And I'm like, "No, I have no idea what that song is." So I kind of just give it back, and I just let them think that I have no idea what the song is.
I think playing ignorant is such a good strategy when just trying to mess with people who are trying to mess with you. So I applaud that strategy.
It's my favorite.
it's pretty nuts. I was reading a little bit of your biography and or a bit about you, and you were at one point a nationally renowned speed skater, aerobic national champion, and dancer all once. Do you ever revisit aerobics and speed skating, or are those chapters pretty over for you?
I mean, they're pretty over for me in terms of competitively, but like it's fun intertwining it into like things that I do. Like I did a shoot with a photographer, Matt Hurley, for a clothing brand, and he had this vision of doing like skating, so I put the skates back on for that, which was really cool. So it's a skill that I still possess. And then aerobics, I don't really know. I think I love to move, I love to dance, and I think the coordination that gave me really definitely seeps its way into my performance as well.
The new track, Siren Song, was partially inspired by the infamous television series Euphoria. And just because they're quite different from each other, I want to know, do you prefer season one or two? Because they are very different in terms of lighting and direction and cast and all sorts.
I do feel like I need to like rephrase that. The song's more inspired by Alice in Wonderland, less Euphoria. Mm. The essence that we're pulling from Euphoria more speaks true to the production elements of the song. It's like a juxtaposition that the song presents is similar to kind of a Euphoria episode, is where like you've got people that are in like some sort of turmoil, kind of figuring out life, but then like it's all like glittery and sparkly and like kind of euphoric, I guess, for lack of better words. So that is more of like the essence of what we've tried to simulate with this song.
I feel like it could definitely, at the end of season one, there's that big song breakdown with Zendaya. It becomes a musical. So I feel like Siren Song could fit very well into that moment.
Probably, yes.
Anyway, we'll leave it there. We'll leave the Euphoria chat there. You've seen that Siren Song is a state of turmoil induced by the uncertainty of choice in life. Did you feel that strongly after graduating with your degree in oceanography, which, I mean, awesome major, but I feel like when I graduated, I felt that way completely. I was like, what am I going to do?
Oh, yeah, for sure. That, if anything, that's like the whole reason why I do music now, is because of that feeling, to be honest. I had a bit of like a, oh my God, what am I doing? What's the right decision? And I went up to my professor, because I studied in Otago, and Asha, who is a great oceanographer professor, and I was like, I don't know what to do, like these opportunities sound incredible, and like I feel like I'll be a fool not to take them. And then, but I was like, if I don't do or try this music thing, I do think that I will regret it. So it definitely was a moment of that, for sure.
From the little I know about your personal story, I did see a few lines in press release for Siren Song, and I kind of imagined that maybe you were growing up had a pretty set path of where you were going to go, and you deviated from that pretty early to figure out who you are. Is that sort of on the money?
like if I had a pretty set path of where I was going in life, like my direction.
I mean, just growing up in a pretty Christian household and then leaving at 15.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of like, I mean, this the when you start thinking about the way that you view your life and what you want to do, that actually begins like a lot younger than when you're in your mid-teens. Sometimes for people, they have like an awakening when they're 15, but I was like pretty curious as a kid. So I was always like looking at things and observing and seeing what was up with everything. So I definitely feel like it wasn't like a full switch, but I knew that I wanted to build something that I was really proud of. And I think that that was kind of like the main driver and the most consistent driver from when I was like super young.
Well, I guess what I want to know is, do you think a lot of the life choices that you've made to get where you are, do you think that they're more proactive or reactive?
Well, I think they're like proactive. I think that like, I mean, probably some part reactive maybe, but I think mostly proactive. I think it's all just kind of like, I don't know, I'm a big observer. I like to just like, I don't know, do what I want to do, really.
With that observation, though, I guess comes into the uncertainty because you have a lot of different choices and paths to follow.
Exactly.
So I guess for you, how do you narrow that down?
I think you don't ever try to like narrow it down. I think you just have to like make a decision and go for it. Like at the end of the day, if you make a decision, you can always pull out. Like there's no finite thing to your choices. Like if you're like, oh, I'm gonna do this thing, and then you get halfway through and you're like, oh, like I don't know if I can swear on this, but like, oh shit, like actually I'm gonna go this way. Like you're not limited in your choice, but there are consequences for sure and rewards depending what choice you make. I guess that's the whole point of the song, right? Siren Songs is kind of that kind of figuring out and trying to navigate that.
And speaking of choices, I love the choice of instrumentation on the song. I love the Western inspiredness of it all, as well as the violins. Did the message of the song come to you first, or did the music, or was it pretty simultaneous?
I wrote the song in 2022 just on my guitar in my room and basically shopped it around a few different producers, but no one really stuck to it. And then I had an idea, and the root of the song, of like some of the original lyrics are still there, of being kind of like, do I, don't I give into the illusion that love is just a bullet to the game, and kind of that kind of message of being kind of confused about what to do. But then I started working with a great producer called Josh Fountain, and had Devin Abrams as a co-producer on this. And we kind of fleshed it out, and the music came afterwards. Yeah, Josh was such a wizard. He heard it and he just started putting some things together for the first verse. And I was kind of like, oh my God. But the guitar, that like, ding, 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 is exactly the same as it was written. That was a mouthful. In 2022, sorry. So it kind of, yeah, I guess coincided.
I understand that you've got an EP that should be releasing later on this year, correct?
Mm-hmm. Actually, not as far away as some people think.
Okay. Is a lot of that material from that, from 2022, in that same era as Siren Song originally came from?
The year after, actually. Yeah, 2023, 2024. I wrote a lot of that material. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Siren Song is definitely the oldest song that I have. It's quite fun with Siren Song and Bonnet Bunny. You know, there's these characters that they embody, and that's very true for each song on the track. So it's quite nice that a lot of the songs were just, like, written spaced out as well.
So aside from the EP that's coming out later in the year, probably sooner rather than later, as you just alluded to, what else is on for you in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ, 2025?
I guess the biggest thing and the funnest thing is hopefully getting the tour all locked in and coming and seeing everyone, and just, yeah, get the next record up and going, hopefully do some overseas touring as well, and yeah, pretty much just having fun with these songs, and getting them across as many ears as possible.
Well, I think people will be very intrigued to see what comes out after Siren Song. I think you're going to have a very, very fun and great 2025. Thank you for coming on the program today. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Zach. I really appreciate it. And nice to be back with Radio 1.
Hell yeah.
All right, people, that was my chat with Jude Kelly. We're talking about their new song, Siren Song, which is out now. We're going to play it for you ASAP, Rocky. And then at 10, we have a chat with another Jude. We have Jude Fulton from Shoreboy coming on to talk about their new track, Orbiting, and the tour they're embarking on for that track, and the show they're playing at yours this Saturday with Kiera Wallace and Ivy. All that coming up at 10, but first, here's Jude Kelly with Siren Song. You're listening to The One. Keep it real. Love you, bye.
Thanks for listening to Radio 1 91 FM podcast. All of our content lives online at r1.co.nz.